Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Get TotalWealth.com radio show, where we talk about building a life that's really truly worth living with all the parts of the balanced life involved. We do spend a lot of time on real estate investing on this show because that's the tool that we use to make ourselves financially independent so that we do have time for family, for fitness, or whatever it is that we want. This is a show for people, two different types of people. Either you're just a go-getter and you want more out of life, you want to live life to the fullest, or people who have worked for long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or more, they're still not in the financial position they want to be in and they're willing to do something about it. Today we're going to talk about some misconceptions of property management and leasing. What spurred this was a non-member, not one of my students, had emailed me and had completely goofed up a lease, got themselves sued, and of course they lost because they didn't know what they were doing. And it just astounded me that this person had gone out, taken a $200,000 asset, and leased it to someone without taking a course on leasing. Okay, they gave control of a $200,000 asset to a stranger without knowing how to fill out the contract. As a result, they also didn't know how to manage. They hadn't taken a course on anything, so they got slaughtered. And that's what's happening out there. And I don't want this to just be a sales pitch for my course. This is a sales pitch for any course. I don't care whose you take. But don't be greedy, lazy, or arrogant. And what I mean by that, greedy, you're not willing to pay for a course. Lazy, you're too lazy to take a course. Or arrogant, you think you'll figure this out trial and error because you're so smart. I'm warning you, I don't care how smart you are. If you don't know the best practices, if you don't know the laws surrounding leases and tenants, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to get sued. And then you know what you're going to say? Oh man, that real estate doesn't work. Mm-mm. Those tenants are tough. Oof. And the market wasn't that good. It just, real estate doesn't work. That's not what it is. You ran the property into the ground. You didn't know what you were doing because right next to you is a guy leasing a similar house and it is working. And next to him is another one. And another one, and throughout the subdivision, there are dozens. And they know what they're doing, and it does work. So we'll talk about that. I got an email from a member because January, I think it was 14th, we did our nutrition and fitness class. And I stood up in front of the audience and explained to them that I had, through overeating, purely behavioral, I had gained 38 pounds. Well, 30 pounds overweight is a form of obesity. 50 pounds overweight is morbid obesity. I wasn't far off. And to be honest with you, it scared me. And the funny thing was, I wasn't weighing myself on a regular basis. I was almost in denial that I was gaining weight. It was a psychological mental problem. And once I did step on that scale and realized where I was, it woke me up. I mean, it doesn't take much. You know, when you're looking at the number, you can stay in denial or you can go, holy Toledo, I'm 38 pounds overweight. So I promised the group, the members, that I would lose, was it 38 pounds in 90 days? Yeah, that's right, 38 pounds in 90 days. And so I went on a heavy nutritional program, cut my caloric intake down by about 50, 60%. Here's the interesting thing for me. I don't even notice it. I was snacking. What was getting me was snacking. And I finally wrote it down, and I was snacking two or three times a day in excess of 600-700 calories, plus eating three meals. No wonder I was gaining weight. Just dumb as a rock. Don't know how to explain it any other way. I've lost 13 so far. And for those of you that listen on a regular basis, you know that 2 weeks ago I said I had lost 13. That means for the last 2 weeks, I haven't lost anything. So I've changed my routine again, reducing caloric uptake, not dramatically, 15-20%, and training aerobically an additional 3 hours a week. What I've discovered is that my caloric intake is right where it should be to maintain. But if I'm going to lose the weight in a short period of time, I'm going to have to reduce the caloric intake and increase the caloric uptake, exercise more. So that's where I'm at. And so members, I still think I'm on track. I still think I'm going to hit my goal of, okay, January 15th, February, March, April. By April, oh, by tax day, I should be down to 205 pounds at 6'2". That will make me very lean. So there's where I'm at. Thank you for the email to remind me to say something. Okay, let's go with leasing first. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And you can call me at any time. Do not wait for me to pause. Do not wait for me to discuss something you need. Whatever question you have, join the conversation. Because if it's not on the subject that we're discussing today, it doesn't matter. I will get back on the discussion after I answer your question. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You are listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about some basics of property management and some basics of leasing and sharing with you some ways to, right now we're talking about leasing, so how to sign a lease so people know the requirements, they know their responsibilities, and are compelled to do so. Now, the first thing about leasing is you've got to screen your tenants to death. To death. You have got to screen your tenants to death. I'm talking credit report, criminal report. Talk to two landlords, not just one, two previous landlords. Talk to their employer. Verify their income and the likelihood of continued employment. The other thing you've got to do is the opposite of what people think. A lot of people think, and this is why I warn you that real estate is not intuitive at all. They think that when you're leasing a house, you're selling and you want to be super sweet, super nice, so they'll want to deal with you and lease from you. And you think by being super nice, it just makes sense, right? The intuitive concept would be to be super nice, when in reality, the exact opposite is true. You don't want to be super nice. You want to be a bear. You want to be just this side of a jerk. I crush people before they move in. Crush them with a dose of kindness. But they know exactly what the expectations are. They know exactly what their responsibilities are before I ever hand them the keys. And oh, by the way, just a quick tip. Never give the keys to a tenant until you have verified funds of the first month's rent in full. Even if they move in on the 15th, you prorate the second month. They pay a full first month. The security deposit, which should be about $200 more or $300 more than the rent, and the application fee. So if it's $2,000 rent and the deposit is $2,500, you should have collected $4,500 plus the application fee, $35 per person, 18 or older. All of that should be in the bank. Not a check. All of it has to be in the bank, verified funds. Then you give them the key. So there's a quick tip on that. The next thing you've got to understand is that you have to, again, beat them to death when you're signing the lease. The way that I handle that is I am, like I said, a bear. I'm a little aggressive. I'm just shy of being a jerk, though. I'm still respectful. I'm still professional. But I'm not friendly when I'm leasing at all. It's just matter of fact. This is your responsibility. These are my responsibilities. What do you want to do? You want to lease it or not? If not, hit the road. Then when I sit down with them and I've run the credit and criminal report, talked to the two previous landlords, talked to the employer, and I agree to lease to them, I then sit down and we sign the lease. When we get to the part about when rent is due and how much it is, this is what I say, and I say it about this harshly. Rent is due on the 1st. It is late on the 2nd. On the 4th, I begin late fees and eviction. Do you understand that? Yes, I do. Eviction takes about 21 to 28 days. Do you understand that? Yes. Okay, great. Do me a favor and initial right here that I explained that to you. And I make them initial the part where it says rent is due on the 1st. Then we get to the trip charge. $50. You call me for something stupid, it's going to cost you. My light bulb's out. My toilet is clogged. I'm not coming out first off. Those are your responsibilities. Then I get to the deductible. $250, the first $250 of any repair is the responsibility of the tenant. The only exception to that is air conditioning, heating, exceptions, I should say, AC, HVAC, heating and AC, and the hot water heater. Why? Because those are health issues. You're responsible for the AC, the heat, and the water heater. No deductible. But if the stove goes out, if the microwave goes out, they break the toilet. Well, if they break the toilet, they're 100% responsible for that. Anything else breaks in the house, they're responsible for the first $250 of the repair. Now, the interesting thing is historically, I think it's 75% of maintenance calls are less than $250. So by putting that in the lease and making them initial it, don't forget to do that. Same thing with the trip charge. By putting that in the lease, you've eliminated 70%+ of your maintenance. So, in a nutshell, what I want you to get out of this segment is don't be overly nice. You are trying to scare away the bad tenants. If you come across like some sweet little chump, you're going to get bad tenants. And remember this, if you have one bad tenant, that's a bad tenant. If you have two, you might want to look at your screening. If you get three bad tenants, that's all you. It's you. You're the problem. So when you fill out that lease, don't forget $50 trip charge, initial here, $250 deductible on all repairs, initial here. Rent is due on the first. Look them dead in the eye when you say it. Late on the second. I begin late fees and eviction on the fourth. Do you understand that, Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Yes. Great. Initial here. All right. Questions? Call me 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, next let's talk about taking, well, let me see what time we are. Okay, we're at 26. Next, let's talk about taking maintenance calls, because we're in a different stage now. They've already signed the lease. They've already paid us a big chunk of money. We are now in control. You now switch from leasing being the priority to tenant retention, keeping the tenant in there for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So you switch roles. You are no longer a bear. You're now a friendly little bunny rabbit. You want to take care of your tenant now that they're in. And let me tell you a story. If you meet someone and they're kind of standoffish, a little bit of a jerk, but then later on they show themselves to be extremely nice, extremely caring people, person, you know what you'll say about that person? Man, they seem like a jerk at first, but they turned out to be a nice guy. Let's look at the reverse. If you're all nice up front and then you have to get mean afterwards, you know what they'll say about you? Man, they seem like a nice guy, but turned out to be a complete jerk. You want to be the jerk first. Because when there's a problem inside the lease and they don't keep their commitment, they already know that you can be a jerk. They already know you're a bear. So it's no shock to them When you, hey, great to hear from you. You haven't paid your rent. It's the 5th. The 3-day eviction notice was put on your door yesterday. I need you out of there in 3 days. Are you going to be able to do that? So let's talk about that call first before we hit maintenance calls. Person calls you. They've only been with you for, say, 3 months and says, I can't pay the rent till the 15th. Here's how you handle that call. It's okay. No problem. I understand. Can you be out in 3 days? No. I'm not mad at you. It's just you've only been with me for 3 months and you already can't pay your rent on time. Maybe this wasn't a good business relationship. So can you be out in 3 days? You know where they're going to be the next day? In your office with the money. It's never failed. I'll explain what to do when somebody who does have a good track record calls to pay late when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Foreign middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me, please join me now. It can be on anything. It doesn't have to be on the subject we're discussing. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Both of them work, but try to start using the gettotalwealth.com email address. Okay, in the last segment, I shared with you what to do when a tenant who's only been with you 2 or 3 months already can't pay their rent. You tell them, no problem, I understand. Can you be out in 3 days? No, I'm not mad at you. Just bad business relationship. You've only been with me 2 months, 3 months. Already you can't pay your rent on time. Let's just part ways. What's going to happen is within 2 or 3 days, they're going to be in your office with the doggone money. It's never failed for me. But what if somebody's been with you for 2 years and has always paid the rent on time? And they call you up and go, I can't pay till the 15th. No problem. We'll talk to you on the 15th. But what do you put on their door on the 12th? A 3-day eviction letter. Now they're going to call you. I thought I had till the 15th. You do. But if you were not honest, I have to cover myself and go ahead and start the eviction process just in case. But no worries. If you're going to pay me on the 15th, no problem. See, people who complain and they tell horror stories about property management are failures. They failed at it. Let me ask you a question. Would you ask someone who failed at something how to do it? There's a poor and middle class belief out there, learn from other people's mistakes. That's not how you do it. You learn from other people's successes. Make sense? Because if you learn everything that doesn't work, does it guarantee that you know what does work? No. You have to learn from successful people. It's the only way. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 5738-281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, let's talk about now a maintenance call. And I'm going to show you how reactive and ineffective most people are with maintenance calls. And they run around going, oh, maintenance calls are terrible. No, you're terrible. You don't know how to manage your emotions. You don't know how to respond. You're just reacting. And by the way, classic story from Zig Ziglar. If you go to the doctor and get a shot and they say you're responding to the medication, that's good. If they say you're reacting to the medication, that's generally bad. So that's how you distinguish those two things. You want to be responding to maintenance calls, not reacting. So in the case, let's take an AC, which is 100% your responsibility. I get a phone call. Well, let's go the dysfunctional route first. This is what the average person does. Hello? Oh, really? Your AC's out? Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Well, did it make any noise? Do you know what's wrong? They're not an AC person. Why are you asking that? Or this one, another one. What temperature did you have it at? None of your business. That's what temperature I had it at. Then they hang up and they holler at their spouse. Honey, you're not going to believe it. We got an AC out. Oh, terrible. And they whine and bitch and moan for 5 minutes about it, 10 minutes about it. Then they call their AC person. Then they get it straightened out. All of that is useless. Here's what you do. Here's the proper way to take a maintenance call. Hello. Oh my gosh, your AC's out? I am so sorry. How long has it been out? Just now? Okay. All right. Give me 5 minutes and my AC guy will be calling you. Again, I apologize and I'll get on this right now. Okay. Talk to you in a few. Bye-bye. Click. Then I call my AC guy, give him the tenant's information, and my AC guy takes over. Do I have to tell my spouse? Do I have to complain about it? Do I have to whine and moan? No. None of that. That's how you take a maintenance call. Now, why are people so dysfunctional? Because they're dysfunctional in their entire life. Their whole life is dysfunctional. They react instead of respond. They're reactive instead of proactive. So everything's a chore to them. So when you become proactive and start responding effectively to maintenance calls, to whatever. Oh, I forgot to mention, why do I apologize? It's not my fault the AC went out. Apologize anyway. Because what phase are we at? Tenant retention. You know what they're saying right now at home? Remember when we leased from that guy? He was a jerk. But boy, when I had a problem, he took care of it immediately. That's what you want them saying. So, there's all my tips for today on property management, meaning how to take a late payment phone call, how to take a maintenance call, and then a few of dozens of tips that you're going to need if you're going to lease to somebody, lease a property to somebody. All right, any questions, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's take a few email questions now. Moratorium holding up a sale. This is from Sharon, and She's trying to buy a house, but the owner has it leased out. Okay, afraid of the moratorium. You know, oh, this is, okay, Sharon, you want to move into this house. You're not buying this as a rent property. Okay, he has to honor the lease. But they're on a month-to-month lease. All he has to do, Sharon, is put in 30 days notice as a rule. But the lease may say 45 days or 60 days or something like that notice. But as pretty standard, 30 days notice is all he needs to give, and the family has to move out within that 30 days. Him hiding behind the moratorium is completely bogus. There's no moratorium on month-to-month. You can't evict someone that can't pay as a direct result of COVID, but this is not the case at all based on your email. So it almost seems like this guy's stalling, doesn't want to sell or wants to get a better price or something like that, wants you to back out of the deal, I don't know. But bottom line is there's nothing keeping him from asking that tenant to move out in 30 days, and the tenant is required to do that so that you can close the house and move in, Sharon. All right, sorry I misunderstood at first. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, contacts in Texas. This is from Ronaldo. Ronaldo, the best thing for you to do is to join a real estate investor club. That's where you get instant access to every contact you will need. CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers, contractors, plumbers, roofers, insurance, everything is at a real estate investor club like Total Wealth Academy. Now, you don't have to choose us, but find one you like, join up, and you'll get all the contacts you could possibly need. If you try to make your contacts on your own, it's going to take you years. Why not pay a club a grand or two? For us, it's $500, and get it all done at once. Value your life. So many people don't value their time. Well, I'm not going to join a club. I can cultivate my own group over the next 2 years. You're going to waste 2 years of your life over $500? Really? All right, Ronaldo, I hope that helps. Let's see, what's the next question? Oh, we got to go to break. We'll be back with more emailed questions and your live questions. If you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we are answering listener questions both on the phone lines and through email. If you've got a question for me, please join me live on the air. If you feel like you got a dumb question, use a fake name, but call in. Remember, I started as a bad credit, no money, dumb 27-year-old kid. I've asked every dumb question there is. So there's no question you can ask that I'm going to think is dumb. Give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay. Next question is about collecting rents, single family, and I'm sorry, I'm having trouble finding the email. There it is. Dylan is asking, there's multiple companies out there, Venmo, Cozy. I'm trying to think of the other one that I used. But yeah, it's okay for people to, Jack, can you go to commercial? I've got an emergency. I don't know what is going on in my house. Please go to commercial for a minute. Sorry about that.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough on students who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers.
That's where our organization, Communities and Schools, can help. For years, we've had caring adults inside schools, helping these students stay in school.
And now, we are taking our work beyond the school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning.
Delivering meals, providing household supplies, connecting kids with online classrooms, and using technology to maintain the one-on-one relationships we know can transform the lives of students and their families.
We are doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed.
Communities and Schools, going wherever we are needed to help those students who are most in need thrive.
To see how you can help kids succeed, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at HoustonMethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. My apologies for having to run away there for a second. I've never had my dogs, three of them, go as crazy as they just did, and there was nobody there. What I assume is somebody dropped a package off, rang the doorbell, which annoys the dogs to no end, even though there's a sign that says, do not ring the doorbell. So my apologies for that. Thanks for your patience. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines now, which are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And let's talk to Michael in Montgomery. Michael, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help?
We have just sold our home. We've bought another home, but we have about $600,000 cash in surplus. And I'm going to take that and thinking about buying two single-family dwellings to rent. My question is, if I bought each of them for about $200,000, should I just pay cash since I have it and not have a mortgage, or put a down payment down and take out a mortgage?
Yeah, your highest rate of return is going to be using some leverage. 75% is about as high as I'll go on a rent property, because $600,000, let's go average out of pocket, is about $25,000. So that's 4 times 6, 6, 12, 18. You could buy 24 houses, Michael, and at $400 a month profit, let's do the math on that, 400 times 24 houses, you'd be making about $9,600 a month in profit, and then times 12 divided by the $600,000 you've got in it. That's about a 20% cash-on-cash rate of return you could make. Yeah, we never pay our houses off, ever, Michael.
I guess especially since rates are so low.
Oh, especially now. It's like free money, Michael. They're giving money away right now. Inflation is higher than your interest rate.
That sounds great. I appreciate your tip the other day, too, about being able to depreciate them taking the total amount paid for divided by 27.5 and saving that off the taxes.
Oh, yeah, that cash flow is going to be mostly tax deferred.
Well, thanks. That helps very much. I appreciate your answer.
All right. Thank you, Michael. You take care.
Bye.
Okay, anybody else have a question, give me a call. Use a fake name if you need to. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. Put anonymous in the subject line if you don't want me to use your name. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Gettotalwealth.com. Okay. Someone just emailed me and wants to reserve a seat for the workshop tonight. Please, I will... It's hard for me to reserve a seat for you. So if you would, go to gettotalwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner, it will say free class. Just click that button and you can reserve a seat there. And yes, I am teaching the class this evening. And it's about 1 hour and 10 minutes of material and about 30 minutes of question and answer as a rule. So about an hour and a half total. Starts at 6:30. We're done and out of there by 8 as a rule. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Let's go to the next email question. Let me open this. Oh, I didn't finish because the dogs went crazy. Venmo, Cash App. I used a company called Zelle or Zelle or something like that. But probably 80% of my tenants just wrote me a check, mailed me a check. But they have to understand they have to mail the check by the 25th. I will not deposit it till the 1st, but I have to have the check before the 1st for it to count. If they're going to do direct deposit, Zelle or whatever, they can do that on the 1st. But remember, rent is due on the 1st, late on the 2nd. I begin eviction on the 4th. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Let's go to Katy, Texas, and talk to Brad. Brad, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thanks. How can I help?
I had a question regarding financing. Mm-hmm. So when you go into these opportunities, I mean, I'm assuming they're considered a commercial entity since they're not your primary residence. And just kind of wanting to figure out what type of banking institutions do you go to? I mean, is it hard money lending or is it?
Most of them, Brad, are hard money lending. Now, let me make a distinction about something you said a moment ago, commercial. No, it's still considered a residential loan. So it's
okay.
Just your standard residential loan. You're allowed 10 Fannie Mae's. And then after that, you move to a thing called a portfolio loan. And there's no limit to the number of portfolio loans you can have. Portfolio loans have a little bit higher interest rate, but there's no limit to them. And okay. As a rule, you leave single family in your name. If you put it in an LLC, the bank can call the note because that's considered a sale. So leave them in your name. Is that what you were asking?
It was.
Okay.
And that was my follow-up. You answered it. Brilliant. You answered it already because I was going to ask, do you put each entity under an LLC or do you keep it under your personal name?
So, keep it under your personal name. Now, if you buy an apartment, let's say you buy 15 houses and then you say, well, I'm going to sell these 15 houses and buy a 40-unit or a 50-unit apartment, the apartment would always be under an LLC.
Gotcha. And kind of just a back-end question here. So, and it's probably too long to answer on this, but any benefit to go in an S-Corp rather than an LLC when you get into multifamily like that?
I can answer that quickly. The LLC was written for real estate investing.
Okay.
Yeah, so Perfect. It's almost always the LLC.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, right, Steve. I appreciate your show, buddy.
My pleasure. Take care. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Again, sorry about the dog incident, and we'll talk tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.